going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You know, I love this guy. I love Jelly Roll. This is, right now, this is my favorite song by Jelly Roll. It's called Liar. And you just heard in our news that, Jelly Roll has spent time going to a prison. And he talks about how he was in and out of prison for, like, I think 13 years. And he first went to jail or detention center when he was, like, 13 years old. He looks like a total thug. I mean, he's got tattoos everywhere. He has become just an incredible songwriter and performer. And I'll tell you this, if you are having any struggles in your life, and anybody who is struggling with alcoholism, drug abuse, anybody who is struggling, you listen to some of his lyrics, and he's going to help you. He's been there. He's been through it. And here's a guy who came out on the right side of all of this, and he's just doing an amazing job. I love the guy. I would love to get an interview with him, and I'm gonna work on that. But I so respect that he spends time in prisons talking to people. And man, he speaks their language. He can talk to them on his level. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on a Thursday afternoon. Yeah, not only are we just one day away from Free for All Friday, but it's Memorial Day weekend coming up. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow. We'll talk about why we're celebrating Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day weekend is the emotional, it's not the technical beginning of summer, but it's the emotional beginning of summertime. And we'll talk about that. And Monday, of course, is Memorial Day. A lot of people will be off. So we've still got a lot to talk about this afternoon. I've been trying to get to this topic for a couple of days now, but we're finally going to talk about the world's first mass-produced flying car. Seems like something has come up every day we didn't get to it. We'll get to that. Also, I'm curious why the President of the United States would show a phony picture when he's trying to make a case for apparently what is fake news. The mass killings, the genocide of white farmers in South Africa, apparently that's not a real story. So we're going to get into all of that this hour. Also, I do want to talk about the NFL, the owners coming together and approving the tush push. There was a proposal to ban the push-tush. I don't think it should be banned, but some people wanted it banned. We'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. Kay Spera is the entertainment journalist for NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. And Keith joins us on the air this afternoon to talk about a very special fundraiser that is coming up for somebody who was very close to him. And I was happy to help him out in promoting this event. Sounds like it's going to be a great event, Keith.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a great show for a great cause. I'm talking about this Sunday night, Rock for Ages, a night of love for Scott Ages over at Tipitina's. For those who don't know, Scott Ages was the guy that had my job before me. He was the original pop music critic at the Times-Picayune. You know, incredibly enough, the Picayune didn't have a full-time non-classical music writer until they created the position in 1989 and gave it to Scott. So he did it for a number of years. Then he went on to do other things. He managed bands. He worked for the Jazz and Heritage Foundation, producing the Crescent City Blues and Barbecue Festival and other events. He worked for the city in economic development for a while, promoting bands, and he also played in a couple bands. So right now he is fighting brain cancer, and obviously it's a very difficult battle, emotionally, physically, financially. So on Sunday night at Tipitina's, a whole bunch of New Orleans musicians are getting together to play the songs of Tom Petty at Tipitina's. Scott's a big fan of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So on Sunday night at Tips, you're going to have people like Samantha Fish, Susan Cowsill, Paul Sanchez, C.C. Adcock, John Papa Grow, Aaron Wilkinson, Jim McCormick, all these folks doing songs by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's going to be like a very unique New Orleans take on one of the great rock and roll catalogs of all time, all of it for a good cause to support Scott.
Boy, that's going to be at such a classic New Orleans venue too, Tipitina's. And you know, Sunday night is, it's going to be like Saturday night since Memorial Day is Monday. A lot of people will have off, so some people are going to be looking for an excuse to party, and this would be a great reason to do that. So it's Sunday night at Tips. What time does it start, Keith?
Doors are going to open at 7. The show's going to start at 8 with a set by the band Royal Finger Bowl, which is one of the bands that Scott managed. Then we're going to do a quick set change, and then the Tom Petty portion of the show will start about 9. I'm actually the MC for the show. Only Scott could make it possible for a guy with no musical talent such as myself to get up on stage at Tipitina's.
Keith, is Scott going to be there?
Unfortunately, he is not going to be there. He moved to Colorado a few years ago, and he's unable to make the trip, but his wife and kids are going to be there. That is the plan. And his wife is bringing along one of Scott's acoustic guitars that's going to be part of a silent auction. And I think we're trying to set up a live stream where he can actually watch the show from Colorado.
That would be really awesome. That's going to mean so much to his kids. You know, when people do stuff for your kids, it makes them respect you as a parent even more. And it's a very special thing when people do something for somebody's parent and the kids get to witness that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to show them, you know, what he meant to this music community in so many different roles. I mean, he was both, you know, out front as a critic, but then he did a lot of stuff behind the scenes to help musicians over the years. So just when you look at this lineup, I mean, it really is a great lineup. And, you know, there's been a house band that's been rehearsing that is going to back all the band leaders. So they've been rehearsing for weeks. So it's going to be a really tight show, a really interesting interpretation of Tom Petty music.
Well, hey, listen, you like Tom Petty. Who doesn't? I mean, a lot of people love Tom Petty. And just to go out and hear all these people sing Tom Petty songs, people like Susan Cowsill, that's going to be really awesome.
Oh, I mean, Susan's brilliant singing anything. And, you know, Samantha Fish,
Yes. She
was on the main stage at Jazz Fest ahead of the Rolling Stones last year and Pearl Jam this year. You know, she's toured with Slash and done all these things. So, I mean, the fact that she's going to be there, you know, I'm really curious to hear what she does with some of the Petty songs.
All right. Yesterday, we taped a session of Let's Talk. It's your show on WLAE, talk show where you interview people, and you were kind enough to ask me to come on. And a great interview. It was interesting to have somebody interview me. I interview a lot of people, and it's interesting when you interviewed me. And you did a really good job. And, you know, you got me to say things about my career and my life, and I appreciate that. But right now, you don't know when it's going to air. When you say it's in the can, do you mean the toilet? Because you said we're going to keep it in the can. We're keeping it in the can.
That is an interesting expression, but no, not the toilet. You know, there have been a couple of shows that I've done that, well, maybe should have gone there, but yours was very good. You told some great stories. And, you know, it's fascinating. You know, it's interesting to hear the nuts and bolts of how you do what you do, because it's a process. You don't just magically appear in the air and, you know, do this thing. I mean, you do a lot of prep and, you know, you talk to some people that are smarter than others, I guess you would say. So, you know, you got to deal with all kinds of curveballs when you're on the air. So it's really interesting to hear how you've done it and done it for so long.
And the whole key is to do prep and prepare for the show, but make it sound like you're not prepared at all.
That's right. That's
but Keith, look, you were telling me before we started the taping, you were telling me about Scott and about this event, and I was happy to have you on to talk about it today. I'll mention this again on the show tomorrow as we head into the weekend. But you were telling me that Courtney Love had a role in you getting this position at the Times Picayune.
So long story short, so Scott didn't like country music or hair metal. So I was a freelancer in New Orleans right out of college. So he would let me freelance with a paper to write about Motley Crue and Reba McEntire and when acts like that came to town, because he didn't want to fool with him, so he let me do it. So I kind of got my foot in the door at the paper. So when he left, I was up for the job, but I didn't have any hard news experience. I didn't have a journalism degree. I'd never done hard news. So as it happened, Courtney Love was in New Orleans making a record. She went to a Green Day concert at the Lakefront Arena and got in a fight with a security guard. And it was like a big mess. And this is when Courtney was at the height of her fame. She'd just been on Barbara Walters, you know, 10 Most Fascinating People and all this sort of stuff. So Courtney calls the newspaper the next day and wants to tell her side of the story of what happened. So the editors of the paper, like, directed her to me and said, okay, you need to talk to this guy. So I talked to Courtney for like 45 minutes. She's crying. She's going, you know, off on all kinds of tangents. I finally had to cut her off and say, Courtney, I got to go. I got to write a story. So at 6 o'clock, I sit down in the newsroom at the paper, and one of the editors, Jed Horn, comes up to me and says, okay, officially, this is not your test, you know, to be a news reporter at the Times-Picayune, but you fool to not think this wasn't your audition. So basically, that was my audition. So I sat there on deadline, wrote this news story about Courtney Love getting in a fight at the Lakefront Arena, and then I got hired at the paper a couple weeks later.
Great story. Well, you do a good job, Keith, and you know, it's amazing that you didn't study journalism in college, because you certainly figured out the key to journalism and the key to writing good stories. And you don't have to go to journalism school to understand. And, you know, there are so many people in my business who really know nothing about journalism, and they don't know how to write stories, and they just don't know the basic structure of a journalistic piece. And it's kind of amazing, and in some ways it's kind of frightening.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, and you know, I don't think you need to go to journalism school to know the basics, which, you know, when you write a story, A, is it accurate? B, is it fair? And C, is it a good read? You know, that's the order of priority that every story is, that, you know, that I write and that a good journalist writes. Yeah. It's got to follow that order. You know, you want it to be accurate, you want it to be fair, and then you also want it to be, you know, to read well. So that's the key right there.
Keith, who has been your toughest interview?
Let's see. Other than you, let's see. No, you know, I mean, people are, the worst is when they don't say enough. And I'm sure you've experienced that as well. I mean, when you've got to draw them out. I mean, I'd rather have somebody give me way too much material to work with. You know, some people have been a little grumpier than others, for sure. But, you know, oftentimes they want to be on their best behavior when they're talking to me, because they want, you know, they want to put themselves in the best possible light. You know, I talked to Lil Wayne years ago, and, you know, he didn't have a whole lot to say. You know, I just don't think he was very interested, quite frankly, in talking to me. But, you know, by and large, you know, I'm pretty easygoing. I'm pretty relaxed. I tend to get people to tell some good stories.
Yeah. Well, you do a great job, Keith. And look, thanks for being with us. And again, let's remind everybody, there is this special benefit going on for Scott Ages, used to be a music critic for the Times-Picayune, and help Keith Spira get his job at the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com. The special is called Rock for Ages. It's at Tipitina's Sunday night. Again, Sunday night because of Memorial Day Monday. It's going to be like a Saturday night. A lot of people are going to be out. It's at 8 o'clock, and they're going to feature the music of Tom Petty, because that was Scott's favorite music. Because of brain cancer, and that's what the benefit is for, Scott is not able to travel. He's in Colorado, but his wife and kids will be there, and they will witness what you're doing for their dad, and that's going to make a big impression on them. And, you know, I'm sure that they understand the seriousness of their dad's brain cancer, but this is going to mean a lot to them. And, you know, at least he picked somebody cool and didn't pick, like, you know, Justin Bieber, like my favorite. So everybody's going to do Justin Bieber music. At least it's Tom Petty.
No, Scott. Scott had pretty good taste, despite him not liking heavy metal or country. He had pretty good taste. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun night and an emotional night as well.
All right, Keith, I appreciate you being with us. I'll remind people about this again on the show tomorrow.
I appreciate it, Scoot.
All right, Keith, take care. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So, a friend of mine went to Marilyn Manson last night at the Fillmore. Marilyn Manson was sold out. Jimmy from Gretna called us yesterday and said there was, you know, some kind of planned protest from Christians. I don't know whether that materialized. I have not heard about any problems at all. I heard there was a really cool goth crowd at the Fillmore last night. That would have been a good reason to go, just to go for that. I wish I would have gone. And I don't know why I didn't think more about this. I mean, I don't care for the music of Marilyn Manson, but just a Marilyn Manson concert is kind of a phenomenon. And he's a phenomenon. It was sold out. I mean, the guy's like, he's doing well. I don't know that I totally understand that, but it's not for me to understand. And it's sold out. And so you can't argue about the public determines who is successful and who's not. And if his concert is sold out, he's successful. So this friend of mine took some pictures during the concert. They weren't that great, but he got a picture of Marilyn Manson and his new brunette girlfriend leaving to get on the tour bus. And I'm going to post one of those pictures on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I think I'm also going to post it on, well, Instagram. And also, I'm going to post it on my new Substack account. I'm on Substack now. I would love for you to join me. I would love for you to become a subscriber, because after we go through this introduction period on Substack, subscribers are going to get a lot more than everybody else. So I hope you will be with me and subscribe, and I will try and make it worth your while. So it's just a Scoot on the Air Substack. If you want to join us with a comment, though, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So I'm going to post this picture of Marilyn Manson with his girlfriend leaving, and I hope he's treating her nicely, because he sort of has a reputation. There have been a lot of stories about how he's very abusive to his girlfriends, and that's not good. He's still really skinny. And he's very strange and weird, but this is America, and you have a right to be strange. You have a right to be weird. And this was one of his songs, one of the more tolerable songs that he does. As you can tell, it's a cover of the Eurythmics song, Sweet Dreams. But Marilyn Manson is quite a phenomenon. But if his concert is sold out, it's not for you to decide whether or not he should be here. If there's a demand there, he should be here in concert. Well, unless, you know, the guy's like a convicted felon, and at this point, he's not. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. getting married, don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More from Marilyn Manson. Sold out concert last night at the Fillmore. I'm still trying to post this this picture. Hang on. Listen to this song for just a second. Hey, look, at least it's not Justin Bieber, right? I'm almost finished. No, I want to just get this done, so hang on. Are you digging this cover of Tainted Love?
Yeah, I've always liked this song.
Yeah. You like Marilyn Manson?
No. I mean,
but he's pretty fascinating. I mean, he's interesting.
I think I would enjoy myself at that concert. I'm not, you know, when I was 13, I wasn't running out to buy his albums or anything.
Yeah, I should have gone last night.
I mean, I'll tell you this.
I should have gone.
In the Michael Moore film, Bowling for Columbine, there's a pretty interesting moment that I remember this made an impression on me when I was, you know, a teenager. And Columbine was a bigger deal for me and my friends than it was for most of the people in the country because it was in Colorado and half of my extended family went to Columbine High School. And in Bowling for Columbine, Michael Moore is kind of, it seems like he's trying to get Marilyn Manson in a gotcha moment because there was a lot of people that blamed the Columbine High School shooting on Marilyn Manson. And Michael Moore asks this question of Marilyn Manson about Lockheed Martin, which the same day as the Columbine High School shooting, I can't remember exactly what the historical details are of this, but there was something that happened in the Baltic states, Kosovo, you know, Serbia, everything was happening around there in the late 90s. And Michael Moore tried to kind of catch Marilyn Manson not knowing about that. And Marilyn Manson said, oh, no, I do absolutely know all about that. And just volleyed this argument right back at Michael Moore. And it was a pretty impressive interview. And I've always kind of had a lot of respect for Marilyn Manson thereafter. He's a smart person. You know, I never really bought into the like, oh, look how shocking I am. Look how weird I am.
Yeah,
that never moved the needle for me. But I remember in that documentary film, I was like, oh, he's a smart guy.
Well, you know, relative to the times in which we live, Marilyn Manson is no more, maybe even a little less bizarre than Alice Cooper was. You know, I mean, Alice Cooper, I mean, we need to, and then here's another guy who's got a woman's name, Marilyn Manson, Alice Cooper. So it's kind of hard for baby boomers to criticize Marilyn Manson on that point. Oh, he's got a girl's name. Well, Alice Cooper had a girl's name, too, and a lot of conservative Republicans love Alice Cooper. In fact, Alice Cooper himself is a conservative Christian, born-again Christian, and very conservative. He's a I wouldn't say he's very conservative, but he's conservative. Not when it comes to social issues, but when it comes to politics.
I said Baltic states. I meant Balkan states. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, if you say anything on this show, people are quick to criticize. Look, I'm posting this picture. I'm about to hit post. It's not the greatest picture. It's just a quick shot of Marilyn Manson still in makeup, leaving the Fillmore last night with his girlfriend, going to the tour bus. And my friend Dewey took this picture and sent it to me. So I'm going to go ahead and post it here. And let's see what else do I want another tag to be. Okay, wait a second. One more thing here. You know, sometimes these things just totally, you know, confuse me. I do the best I can, but sometimes I'm confused by some of this stuff. Let me just do one more hashtag here. All right, I guess that'll do it. No, it won't. Okay, just one second. Why can't I do this? I swear it's coming. Okay, that'll do it. publish, go, okay, it's out there. It's on Scoot on the Air Facebook. I will also post it on Scoot on the Air Instagram. Also, I'm going to put it on my new Substack account. It'll be there, and you can react to that. All right, we've got to talk about this damn plane. I've tried to talk about this for three friggin' days now, and always something comes up. But I find this to be really interesting. There is the first mass-produced flying car. I mean, I called it a plane, but it's a flying car. It's going to be on the market in the first 3 months of next year. That's the plan at this point. It's a Slovakian-based company, Klein Vision, and it's called the Air Car. It's the world's first mass-produced flying car, and it's going to be on sale in early 2026. It's a sports coupe on the road. It has four wheels and two wings, and it builds up speed. It doesn't say here how much distance it needs to take off, but it builds up speed, and then when the wings are out, it lifts up into the air. It's a two-seater, but they're going to go to a four-seater and a bigger one. And what they're planning on is having these air cars be available, like Uber and Lyft, to use as taxis. So this air car would pick you up, and then it would take off and fly you to your destination. But you know, the logistics are really kind of interesting, because how much distance does it need to build up enough speed to have lift on the wings so it can take off? And how much distance does it need to land? I don't know that yet. But it's a car that has retractable wings. The wings retract in about 2 minutes, and they are ready to go in about 2 minutes. That's how long it takes. The car is, according to a company spokesman, going to sell for about $800,000, but could go up to $1 million, depending on what special things you get with the car plane. Now, you can choose the amount of horsepower you have in the engine, 280, 320, or 340 horsepower. Air car travelers, here it is. It needs 980 feet of space to build up enough speed to take off. It's going to reach a speed of 124 miles per hour. It's going to cruise at 155 miles per hour in the air. It's not going to take long to get from West End to downtown New Orleans. 980 feet. So that would be, what, just a little over 3 football fields to take off. It runs on regular fuel. The maximum altitude is 18,000 feet. It's got a propeller that's in between the fuselage and the tail. The air car could go electric as soon as the density of the batteries is good enough, so the battery's not so heavy that it can't take off. It's going to be suited for leisure trips and also for commercial use as an Uber-style taxi. At the touch of a button, the pilot can unfold and release two wings in preparation for takeoff in 2 minutes. And then they will safely refold back into the body of the car / aircraft. They have already gone on 170 flight hours, more than 500 takeoffs and landings, and it's going to be ready for mass production, ready for the market, coming up in 2026, which is next year. All right, but here's some questions that I have. You know, when you learn to fly, I think it was my third flying lesson, I learned to get out of a stall. This car, now if you take off in this car and you're driving it, it now becomes a plane. If you don't know anything about flying, you may tend to want to climb at a steeper rate than you should. And if you climb at a certain steep rate, that could interrupt the flow over the wings, the airflow over the wings, and so this thing is going to stall out. Well, are you going to be able to get out of a stall? I mean, how much are you going to have to know about flying in order to fly a car? I don't think it's the kind of thing where you should just let anybody get in a car and you can afford it, so now you've got a car that flies. I don't think you should just be allowed to be in the air. I mean, do you? I mean, just because somebody has a lot of money and can afford this thing, I don't think you should just be up there flying around. because if you're, you know, your car plane can crash and it could land on my car on the highway and it could be very dangerous. And you know, we don't even trust drivers. Are you going to trust these people in the air flying? I mean, people don't know how to drive. You think they know how to fly? And this is going to take off at some point. Sorry about that pun there. But this is going to take off to the point where there's going to be a lot of people perhaps flying around in their cars. You get in a fender bender on the street. Not a big deal. You get in a, what would be considered a fender bender in the air, and both of those craft could crash to the ground. So, you know, it sounds really cool and futuristic to have a flying car, but I think there are a lot of things that need to be figured out, and people need to understand a lot about flying in order to fly this thing. What about weather? I mean, it can fly in the rain, but there are things to take into consideration. I mean, I'm assuming that this craft would have to take off into the wind. Aircraft, I don't know whether you know this or not, but when you get on a plane, now the big planes at you know, the airport, the big commercial jets, they don't have to be directly into the wind, but generally speaking, planes take off and land into the wind. If the wind is coming from the north, they use the north-south runway at Louis Armstrong International Airport, and the planes are landing into the wind from the south. If there's an east wind, they're landing on the long east-west runway. They're landing in toward the east from the west. If it's kind of a crosswind, they'll still, you know, use either runway because those planes don't have to be directly into the wind. But what about these small wings? Do they have to be into the wind? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people are not going to know about this. And do we really trust people who don't know how to drive? Do we trust them to fly? Again, just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you know how to fly. And I don't know if I want a lot of people up in the air in these car planes that don't know anything about flying. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, happy birthday today to Morrissey. Morrissey is 64. I mean, that's kind of creepy, that song. The more you ignore me, the closer I get. Weird. Morrissey's kind of weird. He's a lead singer with the Smiths. Years ago. I love this music. This is part of the dark 80s, but I love the music of the Smiths. And Morrissey tends to be a little depressing, and I've said this before. I hear music from Morrissey, and I don't know whether I want to dance or slit my wrist. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, all right, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar today, we wish a very happy birthday to Bernie Taupin. Bernie Taupin, who wrote so many songs with Elton John, many of Elton John's great hits. Bernie Taupin's 75 years old today. So if Bernie Taupin is 75 years old today and he wrote all these great Elton John songs, was the team writer with Elton John, why am I playing These Dreams? Well, Bernie Taupin also wrote this song, These Dreams. He also wrote, We Built This City on Rock and Roll for Starship. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Paul in Michigan. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, you're going to need to have a pilot's license probably before they even let you have one of these things.
Okay. They never say anything about that.
It's an airplane. It's roadworthy.
Yeah. They never say anything about that. They just say, hey, flying cars, you know, is you can get this car, the wings are retractable, and you can take off. But, boy, there's just so many things that could happen if you didn't know anything about flying.
CNN covered it in pretty much in detail, and they're the ones that confirmed you do need a license. So.
Well, I appreciate that.
You can relax. You're not going to get crashed on by one, likely.
All right. Thanks for tuning in from Michigan. All right. Let's go to the drummer in St. Bernard. Hey, drummer, how'd you get the name The Drummer?
Well, I've been a long time. I'm retired now, but I was a long time musician on Boyden Street and played with some of the acts at Famous Door. I'm too old to be playing all that now, you know?
All right, cool. Well, but, good. Well, listen, thanks for hanging
we
on.
We listen to, we have, I'm not going to mention the name of my barroom because I don't think that's right. I want to call and tell you that this is from the heart. And you a guy that, you know, somebody called in the other day and they were talking about, choose that noise that says sizzling steak. We used to use Prime over here, by the way. But anyway, you know, when you're talking about things here, I heard a fella calling the other day trying to get you and the maid together. Just so everybody knows, it's not you. I know you would be glad to have the lady on. Look, I respect the mayor. I don't know if they told you, but what Ian told you, but from, you know, went to Rumble High School, and I was there when you was, I think, across the street at East Jefferson High School. So we're contemporaries. I followed your career across the thing, and I think you're one of the few people, I think, Scoot, that has enough humility, and you have, along with the Mannings, and I'm not trying to blow smoke, but you know, you are a guy who has some influence, and I know you care about the city, so hopefully this thing with you and the mayor is just not talk coming in. And the other question I had for you is, I know you've been away, are you going to go national? And I know Ian took your spot on a few times. Is that what that was about? Because I have a fellow friend of mine in Miami that knows you, and he's in broadcasting. He's from New Orleans, and he worked at B97. I'm not going to mention his name. Well, I said B97. He said that you have a national offer and they're considering it. Is that true? Are you going to leave WWL or are you staying with us? I want to know, just so you can be transparent with me about it.
Right now, I have no plans to be anywhere but right here.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Okay.
Well, just wanted to air my thoughts about you and the mayor.
All right. I welcome the mayor on. But, I mean, look, there are times that I can't help but be honest about her. And when you're the mayor of a city and, you know, you're stepping out.
Well, you've been honest and you've been fair. And that fellow was saying, you were saying something about her husband. So she chose to meet the guy.
Yeah, I never said anything negative about her husband.
No, you just said the truth. And listen, I'm from Metro, but, you know, I live in Chalmette. You know why? I'm married a girl from down here. And I have a barroom next to another barroom. What kind of mess I got in here? But it provides me a living. I go shrimping. I can fish. I can grab people from all over the world. So they come down here to St. Bernard to go fishing. Did you know that? I mean, we just think the local anglers here that buy their stuff at Puglia or whatever. But these people come down here from Michigan. You had to just. So we have a great city here. We have a lot of opportunity. For the mayor and you, when I think you're one of the leading guys that has no ties, you see, you kind of remind me of a cat that has a podcast named Marcellus Wiley, a brother that I'm half Hispanic and half white. So I always was accused of being whatever. It didn't matter, but they gave me a rough time at Rummel. Like, you can imagine, 1972.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But you know, I'm a white guy. I mean, but you know, I would hang out with everybody, you know. And you've seen like Marcus Wiley. I think that's his name. He has a podcast. Go listen to him and then play some of your show. You guys are right down in the middle of the road, but you make sense. And you know, when Trump makes a mistake, now, I'm a Trump guy. Now I think you're a little hard on our president, to be honest with you. But next, you give one side of it. You don't say that good things either the mayor does. She just got something, Louisiana Fair Act. Check it out. Some quantity of, please don't, I'm not a numbers guy. If I was a numbers guy, I wouldn't still be working at 71 on a bar room. But what I'm going to tell you is she just got like $25 million for Louisiana Fair Act that Biden and her had been working on. It came through. So, look, I mean, Trump ain't, you know, Trump's not nixing some of these things that Biden did to help New Orleans. And I think Trump and the mayor should sit down, too. But yeah, they're not going to do it because of politics. But you could make some things happen because you are the link. You are the redheaded link that can keep this gold chain going. Thank you, brother.
Yes, I am a ginger. All right, Drummer, thanks for calling. Look, I would welcome a conversation with Mayor Cantrell. And, you know, again, the whole thing with the booty guard, that is in the past. I don't even know if that would come up right now. And, you know, if the mayor has these positive things happening, she needs to hold press conferences. She needs to tell us about these things. I don't know. But I'd love to hear about it. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, it was on this day in 1968, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, who are going to be part of the Happy Together tour. Gary Puckett, part of the Union, not with the Union Gap, but Gary Puckett singing those Union Gap songs is part of the Happy Together tour, I believe May 31st at the IP Casino. They had the number one song in the UK. It was their only number one song in the UK at the UK on this day in 1968. And here it is. A song about underage sex. I mean, you know, this was a top hit in America. And I mean, think about the songs that were about young girls. And this was one of them. It's about underage sex. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1955, police canceled a Fats Domino concert at the Ritz Ballroom in Bridgeport, Connecticut. His music, they feared, would lead to a riot. The establishment was quite paranoid about rock and roll music in 1955. It's crazy. Those crazy boomers, huh? You know, if we had flying cars, you know, Courtney P's traffic report might be, we've got traffic built up to the Carrollton flyover, and there's a crowded sky heading out to Metairie. All right, I'm Scoot. We've got a lot more still to talk about. We'll get back with more right here on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.